the top of his head cut off his skull. Have you told that?
No, I haven't got to that yet. Some black boys were hunting one night, and they were playing cards, and they were betting a nickel a hand or something like that, and one of them thought he got cheated, so he jumped up and grabbed the axe and chopped this other boy's head open. And they ran off and left him down there in the woods and went home, and one of the boys got to worrying about this friend of his down there in the woods, so he told his papa about it, and he and his papa got in the wagon and went down there and picked this fella up, brought him into the office, and Papa came in the house and waked me up and told me he needed some help. So I had to get up and put the fire in the stove to heat the water to sterilize his instruments. He also went out and waked my uncle, the dentist, Dr. Homer Summons, up and told him he needed some help from him. And they got this boy in the office and put him on the operating table and shaved his head, cut all the hair off of the part that was still on his neck, and the part that was hanging on the back part of the skull was still hanging by a little skin, and they shaved that off, and the brain was exposed. I saw it. And they had leaves and dirt was all in his brain. So we got the hot water and sterilized the instruments, and Papa cleaned him up good and shaved him. And then he got Uncle Homer to bring his grinding instrument that the old dentist used. And what I mean by the grinding instrument, if you remember in the old days, the dentist had to use a foot pedal to grind the teeth to fill them. They drilled the teeth that put in fillings. So he brought his drilling outfit in the operating room there in Papa's little office. One room was the operating room, examination room, and everything. He mixed his own drugs, his own prescriptions, and put them in bottles and wrote out the directions on little pieces of paper and stuck it on the bottles, just like the druggist does now. I know you think that I'm rambling from one thing to the other, but every now and then somebody asks a question which reminds me of something else I should say. After getting him sterilized and cleaning out the dirt and the leaves from the black man's brain, Dad had shaved his head and the part of the scalp that was cut off, the skull rather. They matched it back in place, and Uncle Homer took his drill, just like he was drilling a hole to fill a tooth and a tooth to put the filling in, and he matched those holes. And after getting it in place, Dad took some copper wire and wired that skull back on this man's head. And he lived to be an old man. Some 25 years ago, I've been retired now nearly 8 years, and it was about 10 years before I retired, so I'd say some 18 years ago, I was in Indianola and met some black boys that I had grown up with who used to hunt with me. They were with me the night I was run out of the woods up there back of the old church. And I saw one of these boys, and he said, "Mr. Delmer, Pearl Brinson's around here in the car, and I know he'd love to see you, so come go with us." So I walked around there, and they told Pearl who I was. He was getting on up in age then, because he was some 12 or 14 years older than I was when he got hurt. He told me that he had lived a very useful life. The only thing was that if he got too hot, he had trouble with his head. But his brains were wide open, and Dad put that scalp, that skull, back on the top of his brain, and they had no infection whatsoever.
It's a miracle.